money.
Making an offer in today's real estate market, lack of inventory, so I thought I would just give you a few things to think about to make your offer maybe a little more competitive than the other buyers that you're competing against. Local lender is really important. I don't want to say anything bad about our companies that are not local out there. Most common would be your credit unions. The challenge is with the lack of inventory, they're looking everything to make your offer strong. And somebody that's local in the market, if there's any challenges that are going on with the lending side, it's someone that's local here. Also, reputation makes a huge difference in whether your offer gets accepted. The actual mortgage professional's name on that pre-approval letter can be one of the things that make or break your offer getting accepted. What is their local reputation? No reputation is almost as bad as a bad reputation. So find out the reputation that they have in the real estate community in the local market, and that will help you stand out in the multiple offers. You must be pre-approved. This is actually just a given. You cannot go out and make an offer on a house without having a solid pre-approval. Now, with the pre-approval, you want to make sure that it's been completely underwritten. It's nice to have some guarantees tied in there. I will give a shout out for myself because I am a mortgage professional. Those of you that are regular listeners to the show, I have two guarantees that will completely stand out from any other offer out there. $1,000 closing guarantee and a 30-day closing. Most lenders need 45 days to close, and some can't even do that. Not only can I close in 30 days, but I guarantee you're closing. Otherwise, I pay the buyers $1,000. It's really going to help on a multiple offer scenario. Also, $5,000 financing guarantee for the seller. So if for some reason your financing falls through, because of something that you did to jeopardize that financing, the seller gets $5,000. So I can talk to you in more detail about those guarantees, but you want to make sure that there's something in writing that guarantees the strength of the offer when it comes to financing, because statistics show that 30% of mortgages do not close during the closing process. So you want to make sure that you have a strong pre-approval letter to make sure that the seller and the listing agent that represents the seller can check that off the list of things to worry about. Removing your finance contingency, I'm not in a position to give any advice on this. I never would. A realtor really can't give advice on what you can and can't do. They can just give you the options. And this is a really common thing that you're seeing happening in the market, to where the buyer is removing a finance contingency. Not enough time to talk about that. It would take an entire show to go through everything of what that means. But basically, you're risking your earnest money if something happens to your financing. So if you're doing that, a lot of times you have to be competitive in the market. You just have to understand what that means and how that looks for you. So talk in detail with your realtor on that. Shorter timelines, finance contingency. If you do have a finance contingency, shorting that timeline. Also, we talked about closing date. Really, really important. If you can go in with a strong 30-day close, that's going to make you very competitive. Unless you're competing against a cash buyer, then there's not a lot that you can do there with the closing timeline. Loan program is a big difference as well. I was talking to one of my South End agents, which represents the show and does a lot of shows in the South End, to talk about what's going on in that market. And he works mainly with VA buyers. And I do work with some VA buyers. I'm more on the east side, so I don't see as much as if I were representing financing a lot more on this in the South End. But it was really kind of a discouraging conversation to have with them, because our veterans and everything that they do for our country, I personally think the government should give an incentive to the seller to accept the VA. But that's a whole nother show as well. Nothing out there like that. What happens is when you're competing against a conventional buyer and your VA or FHA, which is another low down payment program, you're not as competitive. So the only option that you have is to cover some of these other bases, or maybe go in and make a stronger offer price-wise to compete with a conventional buyer. So just really lining up, if that's the only option that you have is your VA or FHA financing, then you've got to go in strong with that. If you've got options to transition over to a conventional, it is going to make your offer stronger. Now, appraisal's a big deal as well. I see a lot of clients that are actually going in and putting, not completely waiving the appraisal, but saying that they're willing to pay $10,000, $20,000 over what the appraised value is. Again, I'm not here to tell you what to do in this market. I'm just here to tell you what I'm seeing people are doing to be competitive in the market. So you've got to look at your options and see how much you want that home. Or if not, if you're not willing to do that, there are homes out there. It just may limit what's available for you. Your terms can make all of the difference. So going through those terms and understanding what those are, finding out maybe inspection and doing pre-inspections on the property so that you're not going in with an inspection contingency. Just really sit down with your realtor and find out, ask them, what are they doing to help their buyers win in this competitive market? Also, making sure that you understand what that means when you're competitive in this market. Another thing is escalation clause, going in and saying that you pay a higher offer than what the highest bid is. And then that way the seller does have to show those other bids that came in higher than you. Maybe you're saying I'll pay $5,000 over the highest price or whatever that is. So there's a lot of things that you can do. I guess a takeaway from this is you have to work with an experienced realtor. I talked to you about the reputation of your lender. Your real estate agent's reputation even means more than your lender's reputation. So you've got to work with a local expert that has built a community and is known in the industry for their expertise. If you need introductions to that, that's what the show is all about. It's bringing in people that are the best of the best in industry in all areas of financing so I can connect you with everybody that you need when it comes to your money. So please use me as a resource. Again, the show number 1-855-411-50, 1-855-411-50, and I can connect you with anybody that you need. Wrapping up the money chat here, in every market, there's always a shortage in something. We have sellers, buyers, and money. What's our shortage today? It's sellers. Let's look at the positive side. What do we have a lot of? We've got a lot of buyers and we've got a lot of money. Money meaning banks are lending. Money meaning the cost to borrow is inexpensive. So look at the glass half full or half empty. I'm here to tell you how to look at it half full. That's the Money Chat coming up next on the Money Hour. Talking about property taxes and what's happening over at the assessor's office. I have John Wilson right here, King County Assessor on 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.